He's one of our favourites. He's a Swanee legend, and I reckon he would have been impressed with what he saw last night from Richmond, but we'll get his thoughts as well on the Swannies up against GWS. Jude Bolton joins us. G'day, Jude.
TK, Laurie, how are you?
Going very well, mate. What did you make of Richmond's performance last night?
Oh, they're pretty impressive, weren't they? I
Yeah.
think, to be honest, they've probably been a little bit off their game the last couple of weeks, but having a week off before the start of the finals, they were back to their pressure best, and I thought they just hunted Hawthorn and got the result.
What do you make of that week off before the finals?
Yeah, so it came in after sides were starting to rest. I think North Melbourne might have rested 13 players 1 week before the finals, and there was talk about tanking and things like that, and really just letting the season peter out. So they brought that in. It's a really hard one to manage if you are finishing top four. The old top four system, it was such a benefit to have that week off and in the finals. Now you have a week off, then you play, then another week off if you win. So it's actually hard to manage the players. But I think at this time of year, you'd always rather be fresh and ready to attack the finals game.
Yeah, so I can't get my head around how they have that week off before the finals. What I'd like to see is the two best sides, when you make it through to the grand final after the prelim, you have that week off. So then you get your best side
That's gridiron.
to
That's what they do
play.
in the
Yeah,
NFL.
I like that system a lot better because I reckon the bottom four get an opportunity to get
That's true.
players back and they get the advantage as well, whereas I think the advantage should be for the best two teams in the comp.
Yeah, it's absolutely right, Laurie. I think that's what helped the Western Bulldogs a couple of years ago. They were really banged up, finished seventh, and ended up winning a flag because they were able to get players back, so that you lose that advantage of finishing top four. And that's certainly the build up they have in the NFL over in the US. It's, to have a 2 week build up for a grand final is something pretty special as well.
Yeah, they don't have three other codes snapping at their heels, by the way, trying to get
Yeah.
Newspaper space,
Yeah, but they
radio
got the
space.
Brownlow. They could have the Brownlow in that off week. They could have a massive build-up.
No,
And
no,
it's different down there in Melbourne to what it is up here in
correct.
Sydney. And I think it'd work. I
Yeah,
think it'd be massive.
I reckon they could handle it, and they do it well.
Yeah.
They would do it well. It'd be good, mate. The Swannies. We're lucky enough to be chatting with Jude Bolton, by the way. The Swannies, Jude. They are the favourites here. $1.70 up against GWS, 2.15. The Swannies get back Parker and also Franklin, but GWS get back Toby Green and others.
Yeah, it's I mean, the Giants have had a terrific run towards the back end of the year, and but I mean, they've been riddled with injuries throughout this period, and I've been really impressed by the way Leon Cameron's pulled them together. It's been a phenomenal effort for them to keep their high standards, and I mean, they get some real quality back as well. To bring Toby Green back in and Zach Williams with a run off half back, they're rolling the dice a little bit of feel with Bolidio coming back, but it's going to be a fascinating game, really tough. Sort of one-on-one game, and these two teams, there's certainly a bit of I don't know, animosity between the both of them there.
Yeah, do you like the Swans in this game?
I do. I think
Yep.
I think they're pretty pretty strong out of the footy at the moment. I thought they finished the season off really well. They've had probably one of the toughest runs to the finals with four tough weeks, and they end up winning three of them. The Swans beat the Giants a couple of weeks ago, but that was when Phil Davis went down injured and had to get moved off Franklin, and he just stepped up. So I dare say Phil plays probably one of the better games on Franklin across the league. So he's terrific.
And what about tonight at the MCG, Melbourne taking on Geelong? Melbourne haven't been a part of a final series for the last 12 years, and I'd say they'd be the sentimental favourites down there.
Yeah, they've certainly got this wave of support at the moment. You can carry it through a final series. I think they're certainly pretty inexperienced in that sense, but I love the way they've built this side around the footy particularly. They're one of the best centre clearance sides. They dominate time in forward half. So I'm actually tipping the D's down there tonight, so that'll be a massive game. But to think they're going to have another 90,000 in the MCG back-to-back nights, it's pretty phenomenal.
It is incredible, isn't it? Hey, Jude, just a general one from me, mate, regarding the state of the game. We're talking about the crowding, the congestion, and even last night, Alistair Clarkson sort of touched upon it, not making the ball go forward enough, that being Hawthorn and Richmond just scoring grubby goals. Look, I don't care how you win, you just win. But do you think they'll make changes? Do you think they'll reduce the interchange probably for us?
Yeah, I think it sounds like they'll bring in 666 at the start of every centre bounce, which, to be honest, that's not going to really have any impact on congestion. As soon as that ball's bounced, and then the next stoppage, everyone suddenly pushes up around the football. So
yeah, that's right.
I think there'll be a couple of changes. I think there might be even an extension of the goal square a little bit, so they can drive a longer footy out from a kick in to try and clear congestion a little bit. So I'm a bit of a traditionalist. I don't like them tweaking too much, and the game sort of evolves every 6 months. To be honest, it has been some scrappy games, but we've had some incredible games this year as well.
That's what I find with administrators, Jude. Like, the game happens, and then all of a sudden, they think that the game's getting a little bit messy. But what coaches tend to do is they find ways to bring it back to being able to play different ways, and it evolves rather than making all these changes. And I'm sure with all this congestion, at some point in time, a smart coach will work out, well, this is what we can do to open the game up a little bit more, and then others start to follow.
Exactly right, Laurie. And I'm a little bit concerned. I mean, one of the biggest mechanisms you have if a side does get a run on is actually maybe just throw one behind the play. Well, 666, that's not going to happen. We could have 70-point losses week after week next year if that comes in. Another worry to the game. So we'll wait and see.
All right, we look forward to it. I tell you what we look forward to, Jude, is your comments throughout the Seven Network with all these matches over the weekend and right throughout the finals. Just officially, mate, you're tipping the Swans by how many?
It'll be a close one. I reckon about 12 points.
By 12 points. Good on you, Jude. Always good to chat.
Cheers, Laurie. Cheers, TK.
Thanks, Jude. There he is, Jude Bolton from Channel 7, one of the Swans' greats, premiership-winning player. The Swannies, yeah, it'll be a cracking game, that one, TK. Tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, it's a test, isn't it?
I like the Giants as well.
You like them at the 215?
Yeah, I like them as the outsiders. I think putting those guys, experienced guys, back into the team will help them. If they are to go on and win the competition, they need those guys to be a part of it. They've played twice this year. The Swans have won on both occasions, but I think the Giants, having the week off, will have done them the world of good.
Yeah, they need to prove they can play finals.
Well, they've done that the last 2 years. They've made prelim finals. They've been one game away from a GF. Yeah. And they haven't had a lot go their way this season.
No.
But they're a talented team.
All right. So you're tipping them at 215.
At the price, I'll go GWS.
You're tipping the boil over for the GWS Giants.